Blog Talk Radio.
Two short, interesting birthdays. St. Teresa of Avila, she was a friend of St. Ignatius Loyola, who founded the Jesuits, the Spanish saints. Raphael, the great painter, born on this day. And Wade Hampton was one of the last, in fact, the last Confederate general to die, died in 1902. Among the events today, in 1799, New York State was the first state to abolish slavery. In 1834, President Andrew Jackson was censured by the U.S. Senate because he withdrew federal funds from the Bank of the United States, which he hated. Andrew Jackson also had a problem. His wife was severely criticized and castigated because she was accused of living as a bigamist because she didn't get a proper divorce from her first husband. So it just goes to illustrate that Heidi Cruz is not the first woman who's a political candidate or somebody who's in the public life that is criticized, was scrutinized, criticized, and castigated. We've had several other first ladies and political women who are political activists connected to men who either were president or were running for a political office or were in the public eye. Among the other events today, 1854, the Crimean War started, and this is where Alfred Lloyd Tennyson wrote his famous poem, Charge of the Light Brigade. We'll get into that. It's interesting because Russia was the ally of Turkey, and Turkey was the ally of Russia in that 1854 fight in the Crimea. And of course, Florence Nightingale came out of there, and she was the mother of modern nursing technology and treatment. Also in California, or in the United States, in 1889, the U.S. version of the Salvation Army was started. They do a lot of good work. And also in 1939, the Spanish Civil War was ended with General Francisco Franco the victor. And out of that war, we get the term Fifth Column. Now, in the lexicon of the English language, term Fifth Column means, as General Franco, who coined the phrase, said that he was asked when his armies were besieging Madrid, which was the last major city in the, or one of the last, I think the last one was Barcelona, I was asked, how did he expect to take Madrid, which was the stronghold of the Republicans? The Republicans were the communists, and they weren't the American Republicans. Anyway, he said, I have a fifth column. I have an army in the city, a fifth column. What a fifth column means is this: these people who are sub rosa, who are working secretly to undermine a political or military agenda. Also, on this day, we... have a big issue. Well, we're going to do Otto von Bismarck. His birthday was April 1st, and he died just before 1900. He was known as the Iron Chancellor and probably the father of modern Germany. Now, why is Bismarck so important? Bismarck is important because after the 1848 upheaval in Europe, where the monarchs were threatened all around Europe, Austria, Germany, Russia, and the working class or the lower class people, the peasants, had legitimate concerns. So what Bismarck decided to do was give them something. It was not a political altruism. It was political expediency. What he did was he started health care for Germans and also humane legal laws for the working class so that the labor people, the laborers were protected. And that satisfied them, and they didn't have any more major problems in what was Prussia then, and in Bismarck's desire to create a united Germany with the Prussian state, with Prussia and all the other states, Bavaria and all the other states of what later constituted modern Germany. We'll get into more of him on April 1st, which would be his birthday. Now, Ted Cruz is on a snit against Donald Trump, claiming that Donald Trump stirred up or is the origin of all these scurrilous remarks about Heidi Cruz, which is Ted Cruz's wife. A lot of people don't know that Heidi Cruz put up $1.2 million to get Ted Cruz elected to the U.S. Senate from Texas. A lot of controversies about Heidi Cruz. She's involved with the Goldman Sachs, which was responsible for these derivatives, which nearly bankrupted the American mortgage market, involved with pushing this open borders. The Texans ought to like that, considering all the problems that they've had down there on their border with Mexico. Also, she's part of the agenda to dump the U.S. dollar in favor of creating a new currency called the Amerigold, which means that, like the euro, which means that all the dollars that people have put away for their retirement, for their nest egg, for their kids' college education will be worthless, just like what happened in Weimar Germany after World War I. It took a bushel of money just to buy a loaf of bread. The mark wasn't worth anything. So do we want to go through this again on this side of the Atlantic? These are questions that people have to ask, and they ask why the media isn't covering this. Now, throughout American history, presidents' wives, their fiancés, were the subject of scrutiny and criticism, and some were castigated. For instance, Thomas Jefferson was accused of having an affair with Sally Hemings, who was a half-white slave on his plantation. There was Andrew Jackson, who married a woman who was supposed to have been divorced from her first husband but wasn't, and she was accused of bigamy. It was Mary Todd Lincoln, who was accused of being a Confederate sympathizer. She was the wife of Abraham Lincoln, and eventually she went berserk and nuts after her husband, Abraham Lincoln, was assassinated, and her son, Robert Lincoln, put her in an insane asylum. There was also the case of Edith Galt Bowling, who married Woodrow Wilson. When Woodrow Wilson was paralyzed by a stroke, she acted as the president, even though she was not elected, and she had no official capacity, nor could have, in the executive office. There was Eleanor Roosevelt, who was accused, and is probably accurate, of having a lesbian affair with Miss Hickok. And, of course, this come up now with before Heidi Cruz, there's Hillary Clinton, who was suspected of having a lesbian relationship with Huma, not only having that relationship, but also that Huma's family is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, a major security lapse to begin with, and disqualifies her from any federal position. Males have suffered worse for being involved in less just because they may have been gay or bisexual. They were fired from their government position or prosecuted. That's another case. Also, this is interesting. Now, Edwin Nero Lee, that's his middle name now because of his destruction of San Francisco, he's embraced the gay agenda. And so the question is, all these people, these politicians and media people who embrace the agenda, are they engaged or have they engaged in the practices? Now, one of the things he said is that he has barred San Francisco employees from going to North Carolina because the legislators and the governor there do not have banned unisex toilets. Now, this is interesting because even in San Francisco, the so-called liberal business groups, like one of the major organic food stores, has single service toilets. You know, it has male or female, but it's one toilet, only one person in there at a time. The question, and even up at one of the hospitals, there are optional if you want to use a male's toilet or female's toilet or a single service toilet, you can. And this has been going on. The question is, do American citizens have the right to privacy when they go to the toilet? Now, the American Civil Liberties Union doesn't think so. They filed a lawsuit claiming discrimination against North Carolina. Now, having been a board member of the ACLU back in the late 60s and early 70s, the gay issue came up with a guy, Dick Geyer, who was a federal employee who was fired because he was gay. He came to the ACLU and he complained that he wanted the California Department of Motor Vehicles to issue give him a license plate which said gay lib. And, of course, reluctantly, the ACLU took the case. He did win it. And he later ended up on the board, and maybe that's the origin of where the ACLU has gotten embraced and involved themselves in these gay agenda issues. But it will ultimately, in our opinion, destroy. And then people who question this sexual preference agenda were purged from the ACLU board of directors here in Northern California. So that's a little history which you don't hear about. So now that Heidi Cruz is being criticized, and of course Donald Trump is accused of her and accusing Trump of having five mistresses, but there seems to be a political source connected to Rubio, who has suspended his campaign to be president because he has his own problems. There's a police report of him in two of them. One of him had a foam party, which is a gay club party where young males get together in a big swimming pool or hot tub and a cavort. And also Rubio was named in a police report of being caught in a park where there was homosexual prostitution activity. And one of the people that he is connected to is a guy who runs a male escort service, which is AKA male prostitution service. Now, Ted Cruz is complaining that Donald Trump started these scurrilous reports in the media and in the National Enquirer about Heidi Cruz. But there's this report on Ted Cruz, who I think it's an Austin police report, claiming that there's something very funny about going on in a park and naming Ted Cruz. Now, the other question is, since when is Heidi Cruz or anybody else who's a political public figure, when there are questions about their activities which may have compromised their credibility or their ethics, if they haven't, or morality. So since when are these people immune from that? As Harry Truman said, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. So we'll get into more of that again. And the question is, does the public and the media have a right to scrutinize these people, criticize them when they are wrong, and castigate them when they are found to be in violation of public morals, public ethics, competence? Now, interestingly, a lot of people think that the Hallelujah Chorus was composed by Handel for Christmas. It wasn't. It was composed for Easter, and here we're going to play the original since we have a little bit of time. Politics and Poker. We will be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Stay safe. And we'll do our usual Politics and Poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got so much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony. Up to you.
Hey, Johnny, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here it goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try like a Vanyashinkovic. I'm certain it's fun.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run Al Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
It's Peter Provenzola. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS YouTube. Good night.